This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Oh Ramadan, month of mercy you are. Welcome Ramadan, Ramadan.
Now that we are 3 days into the month of Ramadan, it's usually around now where the initial hype of Ramadan begins to dampen down a little. Where people who used to pray the night prayer, and those who used to appear for Taraweeh in the masajid, and those who made a nightly effort, we begin to see them fizzling out a little bit. Numbers begin to dwindle. And it therefore comes as no surprise. Dear brothers and sisters, why Allah Almighty decreed that Laylatul Qadr, the night of decree, the most rewarding night of the year, has not been placed in the beginning of Ramadan, but where? In the end of Ramadan. Now, that on its own is a major lesson that Ramadan brings with it year in, year out. Laylatul Qadr is somewhere at the end of Ramadan, being a lesson that a consistent Muslim is what Allah Almighty wants from us during Ramadan and after Ramadan. That is what Allah Almighty wants. Istiqamah, consistency, steadfastness. As Ibn Taymiyyah had said, أَعْظَمُ الْكَرَامَةِ لُزُومُ الْإِسْتِقَامَةِ. The peak of all honor is in being a steadfast Muslim, a consistent Muslim. It's true. Think about it. I mean, so many people you know who may have started off with the correct Islamic hijab, then later abandoned it. And others who started preparing an amazing Islamic project for their religion, then abandoned it. And many others who started their lives as adherent Muslims, and then their views began to change. You know them, right? And similarly, many people start Ramadan with huge enthusiasm, then it begins to change. Laylatul Qadr is there in the end for a reason. Ramadan is a preparation of full-time Muslims, believers who are dedicated to Allah all throughout the year. Ya Rab, we ask you to allow us to live upon Islam, and to die upon Islam, and to be resurrected upon Islam, and allow this Ramadan to finally seal the deal.
Oh Ramadan, month of mercy you are. Welcome Ramadan, Ramadan.